Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, and welcome him to the program this morning. Norman, when we signed off on Friday and you and I were talking about what we would talk about on Monday morning, an opening on the Supreme Court was not on the list. What's your initial reaction to the way things have unfolded this weekend?
Yes, it was not on my bingo card. Am I surprised at all with the way things have unfolded? No. The last couple of Supreme Court nominations have been very vocal, very nasty fights. Mm-hmm. There was no reason to expect this one would be any different. And, my great and perhaps tremendously naive hope is that we really wouldn't fuss over Supreme Court judges, regardless of who they are or how long they've been on the court, that we would realize it is a co-equal branch of government, not a super Congress that decides what laws will be. Regrettably, that's what it's become. And I don't expect that this is going to be an edifying, elevating, or in any way enlightening debate, but buckle up because it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Any Virginians kind of weighed in on where we stand? I'm assuming that we could go ahead and put Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, our two Democrat U.S. senators from Virginia and both former governors, put them in the no category, both on moving forward at this time and on whoever Donald Trump nominates.
I think that's fair. I think by and large, both senators will retreat to their appropriate partisan silos and be unmoved by anything. There are maybe a few here and there who might say, well, let's wait and have a vote until this date or that date. It's all elastic right now. And it's not October yet, but this is a pretty darn big surprise.
Can you believe that this woman was kind of hanging on like this? I really tried to be disciplined this weekend and not say anything that I thought would be impugning Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's no need to do that. There's plenty of time to dissect her rulings if anybody's intellectually capable of doing that going forward. But it bothers me a little bit to think that perhaps we've been misled about her recovery from the cancer. Maybe not flat out lied to, but don't you think they were a little deceptive about where things stood?
There is a long history of the Supreme Court. Well, let's not call it lying. Let's call it being closely guarded about the information of justices, regardless of who they are. Mm-hmm. Justice Scalia's many and manifest health problems were largely kept under wraps, not by partisans, but by the court itself.
Yeah.
So this is not a new thing, but it is not a good thing, certainly. And if indeed we're going to invest the court with an importance far beyond its constitutional station, they have a responsibility, all of them, to be more transparent on, does this justice have a problem? Is this a serious health issue? We need to know that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I do feel like they were circling the wagons to kind of protect her. And while they're not executives, I mean, they're not the president, they're not the Speaker of the House in line to become president, where we would want to know if they were incapacitated on some level. It did feel a little shady to me. I mean, I doubt she went to bed on Friday evening and then just dropped dead while sleeping. I think probably if her family was around her, they knew this was coming. But anyway, hey, You're monitoring the absentee in-person voting. Do we know anything about the numbers? I didn't get to the polls on to the courthouse on Friday. I'm going to try to go vote today. But did lots of people go? I saw some lines on television on Friday.
Yeah. Well, and it was lines in various places around the state, not just Henrico or Chesterfield, but Roanoke, Fairfax County, Alexandria, you name it. When people were allowed to start voting in early in person, people showed up to do so. And that's interesting. I think the Henrico registrar said that what we're really seeing here is a market demand for people to vote when they want to, as opposed to the government saying you vote here on this Tuesday and no other day. People are now saying, well, I want to vote this day instead. And that's an interesting phenomenon. The General Assembly has loosened up the restrictions on absentee voting, which I think made honest people out of a lot of folks who were casting absentee ballots under, let's say, less than honest circumstances in the past. So it's possible that, for example, in Henrico, that the estimate is that 85% of roughly 230,000 registered voters would cast ballots in this election. There's the possibility that about half those votes, about 98,000, could be cast absentee or early in person. They only had 16,000 absentees cast in 2016. So the numbers of people voting early are going to be gigantic compared to the last presidential election. Now, we can debate whether people should actually do show up at the polls on one day and no other. I tend to think that if people want to vote this way, great. It might actually drive up participation. We can only hope they're all informed voters when they do so.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, yeah, so there's going to be a definite surge in this. Now, there are, of course, deadlines. You know, you can't vote absentee right up until the very end, although you can mail your ballot in so long as it has a November 3rd postmark on it and it's received in the registrar's office by the 5th, it'll still count. But, you know, don't rely on the post office to do that. If you want to vote by mail, your best bet is to get your ballot, fill it out, and then get it back. You can return it in person. You can return it in person at the polling place on voting on election day. There will be drop boxes set up for you to, for example, in Henrico at the government centers to drop off your absentee ballots. But you know, your last day to vote in person absentee is October 31st, Halloween. So trick or treat, you can do that. But and you can vote any day during the week. You know, I think Henrico is 8 to 4:30 at the government centers. I think Chesterfield is 8. I think it's 8:30 to 5, maybe 8 to 5. But, yeah, there's a lot of the stuff that's going to be going on, a lot of people taking advantage of it. It will be – it's a fascinating experiment in democracy, in people exercising the franchise. We'll see what it does to turnout. And certainly, of course, being a presidential year, more turnout means, I think, a slightly more uncertainty in the outcome of the election.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'll be there.
Fascinating.
But, you know, God willing, I'll be at the Henrico courthouse today to try to make sure that this is done. I feel very confident in doing it in person at the courthouse that there's not going to be any shenanigans there. I feel less confident if I do what I have done over the years on many occasions, requesting an absentee ballot and sending it back. I mean, you know, it's like fishing. You never know what's going to happen. If, when you dump it back in the mail, you just assume it gets back.
well, that's a larger conversation.
Yeah,
a larger
I'm not willing to take that chance.
Postal reform.
Right. Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah, definitely.
Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. When we talk next, let's go through the congressional races, especially the ones right here in Central Virginia, and kind of see who's raised money, who hasn't, and maybe we'll look at the numbers of who showed up. Absentee, and we can opine about where the Republicans may be congressionally. I mean, that's huge as they continue to get closer and closer to extinction here in Virginia. I'm not sure what things look like, but we'll save that for next time. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, thank you.
Take care, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.